complying with import/export requirements. Compliance with import/export requirements can be complex due to the myriad requirements and trade agreements in both the importer's and the exporter's country. International shipping laws may also need to be considered. Many times, these regulations contain numerous exceptions that can save the organization considerable expense if it understands and applies them without inadvertently violating the regulation. For example, the Harmonized System, HS, codes are used to identify a product's type. But there may be leeway to classify a good as one type or another, possibly resulting in a tax or customs advantage. However, a risk is that customs could disagree with the classification, resulting in delays and/or fines. Legal review is needed. In addition, import/export can create significant risks of delays at customs. One way to mitigate this risk is to use electronic messaging to pre-clear product shipments rather than risking problems at the port of entry/exit. This is especially the case when the supplier lacks the trust of the importing government. Complex electronics or chemicals may experience customs delays as they are checked for contraband. Sourcing these goods domestically may be the only way to reduce this risk. Two examples of import/export requirements are prohibited goods and labeling and documentation requirements. Prohibited goods. Countries may prohibit certain goods from entering or leaving the country for national security reasons, domestic trade protection, or protection of the health and safety of its citizens. Some potential suppliers are banned because they are connected to terrorist organizations or organized crime. For example, in the U.S., several agencies maintain lists of prohibited individuals and entities, including the Office of Foreign Assets Control, OFIC. U.S.-based organizations and citizens are not allowed to trade with or have financial transactions with these entities. It is the organization's responsibility to check such lists for the countries in which they operate, although trade relationship management software can automate verification. Another reason goods may be prohibited is due to a pandemic outbreak of disease or other source of contamination of foods or other goods. For example, a country could ban imports of toys if testing confirmed the presence of lead. After the 2011 earthquake in Japan, the U.S. prohibited imports of milk, fruits, and vegetables from Japan due to the radiation from damaged nuclear reactors. Many nations prohibited the export of masks, medical equipment, and raw materials used to make vaccines as part of their response to the 2020 global pandemic. Dangerous goods also face restrictions. There is a movement to support more thorough documentation and disclosure of potentially problematic material content of goods exchanged in trade. One risk is having out-of-date information, which can be prevented by regular checking. Organizations face serious consequences such as significant fines for failing to verify that goods can be imported or exported prior to attempting the transaction. The risk of one's own goods being prohibited due to contamination is likely a type of risk that cannot be adequately planned for and may or may not be covered by insurance. Labeling and documentation. Product labeling and documentation regulations for imports and exports often require organizations to label goods in the import country's local language. Delayed differentiation and delayed packaging strategies can reduce the risks of carrying too much product in one country and not enough in another solely due to packaging. Organizations should verify that they understand all labeling requirements, such as product warnings, ingredient lists, or health facts. Also, many regulations exist related to misleading labeling, which creates a risk that a product could be banned. There is a large amount of documentation for international trade, and as such, there is a risk that some of it could be missing or incorrect. Documentation may include letters of credit, bank drafts, bills of lading, combined transportation documents, commercial invoices, certificates of origin, material safety data sheets, and insurance certificates. Each must comply with regulations. Such documentation may be required to be multilingual, not only for the country of import and export, but for every country the goods pass through. When this documentation is complex, it creates a risk of delaying shipments to get the documents translated. One way this risk can be mitigated is for organizations to use standardized electronic messages when they are allowed or required in place of physical documentation.